Firefighters and bushfire survivors from Australia, Canada, Turkey and the US have made statements at COP26 to remind world leaders of the catastrophic toll of global warming. Bushfire survivors have shared their stories of losing property and fearing for their lives, while urging all governments to take significant steps to cut emissions this decade. Head of Research at the Climate Council, Dr. Simon Bradshaw, says Australia has been a point of difference among international peers for not committing to stronger 2030 targets. He says many people at COP26 can't understand why the Australian government continues to support fossil fuel industries when the country has a great natural capacity for generating wind and solar power.
When you ask anyone here what they think of when they think of Australia and climate change, they immediately think of bushfires, because the black summer fires in particular they not only seared into our memories, they were seen by millions of people around the world, and people will also have heard of the damage to the Great Barrier Reef. So there's this recognition of the enormous vulnerability Australia faces from climate change.